Damian, thanks for joining us. We're starting off with some news that Intel is awarding Electronic Caregiver, a business that is headquartered in Las Cruces. They are giving the company $100,000 for a program to reduce strain on hospitals. What can you tell us about this news?
That's right. You may have seen some of our reporting on this in the past. It's called the COVID to Home program. And it's something that Electronic Caregiver is working with area hospitals, the city of Las Cruces, county government, lots of agencies involved in trying to, through the technology that Electronic Caregiver provides, reduce the strain on area hospitals. So Intel has committed $50 million to fund a pandemic response technology initiative. An Electronic Caregiver got the maximum grant available, which is a complete $100,000 in grant funding.
We'll stay updated with that news, Damian. I want to move on. It seems like we talk every week about how businesses are adapting to the COVID-19 pandemic. This week, you all have a story about a business specializing in baked goods. They are transitioning to now offering online classes. What can you share with us about this Las Cruces business and what they have in store for us?
That's right. I'm sure that lots of your listeners are fans of Let Them Eat Cake. Of course, they've had their location on University for several years. They started operating in Las Cruces in 2001. By appointment only. They moved to the University Avenue location 5 years ago, but now the business announced it's going to be transitioning online soon. You might have seen the story last Friday. We talked to owner Stephanie Bauman. She says that the pandemic has just taken its toll on a lot of their bread and butter events, large parties, large gatherings, and in turn, large cake orders.
I want to move on and close with the news of the New Mexico Supreme Court. Now, they heard arguments from businesses about a lawsuit that challenged the public health orders. They haven't released a decision yet, but what can you tell us about this lawsuit and what the Supreme Court is looking at in New Mexico?
So they heard oral arguments last Wednesday and are currently weighing whether or not the state has to compensate businesses for their losses due to the temporary closures and other pandemic-related restrictions that have been put into place to as part of the public health order. An attorney for the governor and state health officials urged the justices to intervene and uphold the pandemic-related health orders, which they've indicated in the past that they are open to doing. However, businesses say that the pandemic restrictions have effectively seized private property from them, and they believe that they're entitled to compensation.
Okay, Damian, thank you so much for this update. We'll stay tuned to news from the Supreme Court. And we'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, how can we follow some of these stories?
Well, of course, you can always check out our stories online at www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.
Damian Willis is a lead reporter at the Las Cruces Sun News. Damian, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk with you next week.
Likewise.